if you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard.
I'm Miles Taylor.
French accordionist Jacques Pelleret, from an album he put out in 2015 called Back to Philadelphia, we heard Fleur de Bassa. That sees him working with guitarist Jim Cohen, bassist Christopher Davis Shannon, and drummer David Bop Drummer. 1946 recording before that from Nat King Cole, Route 66, from a compilation that came out called The Very Best of Nat King Cole. John Collins doing the work on guitar with bassist Charlie Harris. New music soon to be released out of the Edmonton jazz scene from trombonist Audrey Okoa, her fifth recording called The Sorceress. We heard Lamplight, and that sees her working with keyboardist Chris Andrews, tenor saxophonist Jeremiah McDade, bassist Mike Lent, and drummer John May. A set of 14 original tracks from Audrey. And the set started with music out of the Israeli jazz scene, guitarist Gil Livni, working with saxophonist Amit Friedman, B3 player Yonatan Rickless, and drummer Yonatan Rosen. From the album All In, we heard I Want You, She's So Heavy.
what's right over there is like a magic key. For it can take you anywhere on wings of memory. Got to hear that record play again to carry me down Lover's Lane again, back when the world was all in rhyme. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again to turn love's December into May again, back when the world was all in rhyme. Seems that song was written for close my eyes and make me believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime just to hear that record one more time. More time.
Many sci-fi writers, and even some scientists, dream of bringing extinct species back to life. But it turns out that nature has already re-evolved at least one long-lost bird. Over 130,000 years ago, a population of white-throated rails migrated across hundreds of miles of open ocean from Madagascar to the tiny island of Aldabra. Fossil records show that these wayward birds evolved to be entirely flightless. With no land predators, this adaptation served them well, until sea levels rose and Aldabra disappeared beneath the Indian Ocean for millennia. But some 20,000 years later, Aldabra re-emerged and a new wave of white-throated rails arrived from Madagascar. Today, these reddish-brown, chicken-sized birds with olive-green backs can be found skulking about the mangroves, but never on the wing. Because, just like their ancient predecessors, the Aldabra subspecies of white-throated rails evolved to be flightless once again. It's a rare example of a phenomenon called iterative evolution. As the only flightless bird left in the region, efforts are now underway to recognize the Aldabra rails as their own species, a move that will hopefully facilitate protections that ensure these evolutionary oddities